Здравствуйте, мы очень рады взять у вас сегодня интервью. Рады, что у нас есть такая возможность.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here on such a beautiful sunny day.
Мы знаем, что вы написали книгу «Гид по Беларуси», так? И хотели бы спросить у вас, что было целью написания этой книги и что вы хотели людям этим донести?
So I first came to Belarus in 2001 to work on charitable projects with small communities in the Chernobyl radiation zone. And after three or four visits, I thought someone really ought to write a book about this extraordinary country. I'd met so many interesting people, seen so many interesting things. At that time, nothing was known about Belarus in Western media or amongst Western people. And I thought someone really ought to write a book about this interesting place, this fascinating place. And I decided I would be the one to write it. And since then, since 2006, my publishers have printed four editions of my Guide to Belarus. It's the only guide published in the West in English. And it's about everything to do with Belarus. All cities, all regions, museums, restaurants, nature, cafes. But it's also about my personal impressions, my personal feelings. My publishers are very keen that I speak from the heart and from the soul. Which is why my favorite activity is to walk around the city or a village or in a forest and to listen and to look and to write down my impressions of everything that I see and feel.
Вы сами из Британии, жили в Беларуси какое-то время. Что общего есть у людей, которые живут в этих странах?
Well, I haven't actually lived in Belarus. I've been traveling around Belarus since 2018. I've been here maybe 40, 50 times, longest period maybe 3 weeks. There are certain similarities with life in UK, and that's mostly to do with people. The richest resource for any country is its people. And I've experienced hospitality, open, unconditional hospitality in this country like nowhere else.
Расскажите, что объединяет всех людей, вот независимо от страны проживания, от национальности, от религии, от профессии, что у всех есть общее?
It's their basic belief in humanity. I'm a child of the Cold War, so I grew up in the 1960s and the 1970s. And I spent my youth at home with my family, worrying about when the Russians would come, because that's what happened in the West. When I stay in Gomel Oblast and Vietka region, I stay with a family. It's a family I've known for 18 years, and they treat me as if I'm their son, and I feel a very strong bond between us. And I very clearly remember the first time we sat around the dinner table together, and the wife of the family, the mother of the family, said that she grew up as a child of the Cold War, and she spent her youth worrying about when the Americans would come. And so it seemed such a terrible thing for me to think that in the 1960s and 70s, good people in this part of the world and good people in my part of the world lived in fear because they didn't know anything about each other. People, for the most part, are kind and they're generous, and that's what connects people. And so there are no differences between Belarusian and British people. It's that humanity and that generosity and kindness that connects. It doesn't matter whether you live in this country or 2,000 kilometers away in UK. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It's that basic common decency that connects people. Governments speak for nation states, but governments don't always speak for people. And in different parts of the world now, there are fascist tendencies in America, in UK, and elsewhere in Europe. And those tendencies don't speak for ordinary people. Young people are optimistic. They have hope for the future. They have a pride in the future, and they want the world to be a better place. They're worried about climate change. They're worried about global warming, and they want to commit with great energy and great enthusiasm to making the world a better place. So a key feature of humanity is optimism for a better future, and a better future that is not just for individuals, but for everyone. So governments don't speak for people. People speak for people. and people need to speak with a louder voice.
Хотели бы вы жить в созидательном формате общества? И как бы он мог выглядеть, по-вашему?
You know, I've spent all my life living in the UK in a hugely consumerist society. For 30 years I was a lawyer and my job was primarily about money. But after 20 years in the law, my health was beginning to suffer. I was stressed. I had no time for chasing money, chasing a bigger house, for chasing a better car, for chasing more money. And in 2013, at the age of 55, I was able to leave the law. And since leaving the law 5 years ago, six years ago, I've discovered a richness to the soul that is about being closer to nature, about not worrying about money, not worrying about cars, and not worrying about houses. But living in the moment, listening to the birds, feeling the wind on your face, finding pleasure in very, very simple things that cost no money at all. And I feel much more rich now than when I was earning more money with a big car and more money in the bank.
Что для вас истинная любовь, вот в высшем смысле?
Wow. That's a very deep question. We're now into areas of metaphysics and spiritualism. True love to me is being satisfied with what you've got by looking after the world, looking after the nature, looking after your family, being loyal, being true to yourself, and not chasing after things that really don't matter and which really don't bring you any pleasure. It's about unconditionally giving of yourself, being open to everything and to everybody, and to putting other people first. It's not a good answer because I think I could spend the rest of my life searching for the answer to that question. And I think the obligation on all of us is to continue to search for answers. The problem is that the more answers you find, the more questions you have. So I don't think it's ever possible to know the answer to the ultimate question of life and love, but you have to keep searching for it. You have to keep looking for it. You have to keep making a better person of yourself and taking yourself to a higher plane of consciousness.
Мы, волонтеры АЛЛАТРА ТВ, поднимают такие вот вопросы о том, что объединяет людей, о том, насколько важна человечность в обществе, о созидательном обществе, о духовности, о любви настоящей. Насколько это важно на сегодняшний день? И поддерживаете ли вы нашу инициативу?
It's hugely important because one of the biggest problems in this world is that people don't understand each other. I talked a little earlier about the Cold War. And about people in the West having the same fears as people in the East. And there is so little understanding of common values and common humanity that binds us together. And this was the main reason I wanted to write about Belarus, because the only things you hear in the Western media about Belarus are not positive things. And I've seen so many positive things in this country, so many positive people and so many positive things. And I wanted to tell the true story. And so the biggest barrier to the future is the governments of states that I talked about. And the biggest hope for the future is that there are always people, and it's largely young people, who are prepared to search for truth in life, and for honesty in understanding. And the more we understand each other, the less we are resentful of each other. And the more we understand each other, the more we learn from each other. And the more we learn from each other, the more we contribute to common understanding and common humanity. And there's no higher purpose in life than this. I support your initiative wholeheartedly and welcome any opportunity to help and support you that I can.
Спасибо вам большое.
Большое, Алистер.